Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now at 8:36, joined by El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. With today being the primary day, a busy day in your office, and there's some important last-minute reminders people should be aware of. Good morning, Chuck.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew, very much. Yeah, happy Election Day. It's a big day for us. It's like our Super Bowl in elections. So it is a busy day. We've had 93,000 people that have returned ballots so far. We expect this to be a very brisk return day for people who have marked their ballot and need to return that back in. We have 39 drop boxes that are conveniently placed throughout the community. They have cameras, they have video surveillance, they have election judges that are watching and monitoring those boxes. We have one of those somewhere close to where you either live, work, play, or go to church. So they're easy to find. You can go to epcvotes.com for where they are located at. We have 9 voter service and polling centers that are open today for people who like that in-person experience. And at that voter service and polling center, or what we call a VSPC, you can newly registered if you have not registered before. You can update your voter registration. You can get issued a replacement ballot if you need a replacement one. If you didn't receive one in the mail for some reason, you moved, you can go there and vote today. And then also we have special devices for people who are in the disability community, ADA devices where people can enjoy their franchise also. Last minute things for people to remember, you can't return by the Postal Service. It will not get to us. We have to have it in our hands by 7 p.m. today. Other reminders for citizens here is make sure you sign the back of your ballot envelope, sign it consistent to what you've done in the past, and then drop it in the mailbox. If you're an unaffiliated voter, you can only return one of the ballots. You were mailed 2 ballots, a Democrat ballot and a Republican ballot, but you can only return one. It is not permissible to return both, and if you return both, it will not count. So those are some key things to remember here in the last few hours before the election.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chuck, earlier today we heard from Secretary of State Griswold's office that overall kind of a smaller turnout for this primary, I guess, as of yesterday, about 18% statewide as far as a turnout. Are we seeing that same track here in El Paso County? Are we trending a little bit above or below the statewide average?
We're seeing above the statewide average. I think the Republican ballot is causing a lot of enthusiasm here and having more people come out because of the demographics here. I expect to see 35, 38, maybe even 40% return by the end of the day. I think we'll probably have 35,000 to 45,000 ballots returned today. So about another 30% of what we've already got will probably return today. So it'll be a very busy day and very busy night for us.
Absolutely. And of course, we know the voter citizen service centers that you'd mentioned will be open until 7 o'clock when the polls close. But you're going to wait to release those results until everyone has gone through. If there are people waiting in line, obviously you don't want to disenfranchise any people trying to go out and make their voices heard today.
Correct. That's right. If you're in line at 7 o'clock, whether it's at one of our drop boxes or at a vote center, if you're in line, you will be able to vote. We will closely monitor when the last voter is voting in our voter service and polling centers, so then we can release the results. I expect sometime around 7:30. It may swing a few minutes one way or the other based on all those last-minute voters. So if you like to get your results early, please make sure you vote early in the day and don't wait to be that last voter at the end of the day at one of our voter service and polling centers.
Well, Chuck, we appreciate taking some time out of your busy day. Again, as you mentioned, the Super Bowl for the clerk's office. So good luck. Hope everything goes nice and smooth. And thank you and your staff for everything you do to help ensure such a smooth process throughout the area.
Thank you for covering us. Thank you, Andrew.